The man stands in the doorway like a small child, angry fists. She lies in her bed, her head buried in her pillow. She stares at the moon. He speaks to her all the words she's heard too many times before. And pretty soon she just lets his voice fade away. This was a gradual steel frost that started with cold feet but ended with numb hearts. It was one satisfying sex, but now no longer is. It was once filled with all the possibilities of new china or old stone, but now it's exaggerated and waterlogged, no longer what these hands had intended, and still I cry in my sleep. He always said I was too sensitive. But I say, at least I never meant to make him cry. At least I never meant to make him hurt that way. No, I never meant to make him cry. I never meant to make him hurt that way. Yes, it's true, I'm too sensitive, but he takes pleasure in my pain. Yes, it's true, I'm too sensitive, but he takes pleasure in my pain. In the unheard hours they pass, she goes to the window, puts on a nightgown and brushes her hair. He's already asleep by the time she goes to lay back down. She thinks, my God, what am I doing here? My bones have grown tired of his hunger, of his gray eyes. And I feel that if I were to stay one more night here, I'd die or explode or worse yet, just fade away. He always said I was too sensitive. If I dared to care so much, the world could kill me that way. I wonder if he's only half alive or if he simply has always been this inarticulate. 'Cause I say, at least I never meant to make him cry. At least I never meant to make him hurt that way. No, I never meant to make him cry. I never meant to make him hurt that way. Yes, it's true, I'm too sensitive, but he takes pleasure in my pain. Yes, it's true, I'm too sensitive, he takes pleasure in my pain. She gets out of bed and looks at her feet as though they were the wings for her freedom. She gets up and goes to the drawer. It's a moment in which anything could happen. But instead, she gets out some clothing, puts him in a bag and leaves him sleeping while she heads for the door.